Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All-time Ole Miss great Patrick Willis returned to his old Ole Miss stomping grounds on Thursday, holding an event at Back Nine on the Square, sponsored by Riverland Roofing. Along with meeting with Ole Miss fans, he held a question and answer session on his decorated Ole Miss and 8-year NFL career, which resulted in Willis becoming just the third Ole Miss Rebel ever inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Willis and Bruiser Kennard are the only Ole Miss Rebels in history that are members of both the Pro Football Hall of Fame and College Football Hall of Fame. Willis is one of the most decorated defensive players in Ole Miss football history, a consensus All-American as a senior in 2006, but he also won the Butkus Award and Lambert Trophy as the nation's best linebacker. Willis twice led the SEC in tackles and was selected to the most first-team All-American teams, 13 ever by an Ole Miss player in a single season. He ranks 6th all-time at Ole Miss with 355 career tackles, and he's tied for 6th with 33 career tackles for loss.
I do want to thank Riverland Roofing one more time, Billy and Tate. Quite literally, we wouldn't be here without you guys because I'm sure you actually put the roof on this building. I would also like to thank Back Nine. What a perfect venue. All the work that all the staff has been putting in literally wouldn't be possible without you guys as well. And then also thank you for the drink sponsor, Nirvana Superwater. Try that out. That's Patrick's favorite drink. And obviously, you got him to good places, so you know, it might bring you some life and success too. Patrick, appreciate you. Let's take a seat and kick this thing off.
Yes.
Again, had a chance to meet Riverland, Billy. Thank you for sharing your story with me. Man, just rooting for you that you continue to do great things.
Willis opened his question and answer session with his greatest Ole Miss memory.
It was my freshman year, 2003. We were playing against Alabama. And I would say that that was probably the game that introduced me to the fans here at Ole Miss. Came in as a 3-star, you know, started, was playing special teams, not really any defense at all. And the Alabama game on the kickoff, you know, had a pretty good tackle. And,
Yeah, he did.
So it was a tremendous game. Actually, I had another tremendous hit on the punt return, but it was just an amazing game. But as you all know, before the game and after the game, the Grove is one of the best. And so I was there after the game at the Mannings tent, and I would say that they are a tremendous family, and I mean, I was there on behalf of Eli, but I had a chance to meet Miss Olivia and Mr. Archie, and they just welcomed me with open arms. But I remember it was my first time trying this punch bowl that they had, and I thought it was Kool-Aid. And so after a hot game, you know, I was just, you know, having fun with that Kool-Aid because it was so much of it. And nobody else was really drinking. And I thought maybe it's because I played a special team and had a couple of tackles. And before you know it, I just remember looking off into the distance. I'm looking at the Union where we were, and I kept seeing the lights flicker. And I was like, man, that's interesting. So I looked to Eli and I said, Eli, you see those lights? You know, those lights flickering? And he looked at me and said, are you okay? I was like, man, I'm good. I've just been drinking Kool-Aid. And he looks and he said, hey, Mom, Patrick just made Drake a Kool-Aid. He's feeling really good. And everybody started laughing. So I would say that, just that game, and then just hanging out with amazing people afterwards in the world would be one of my most fondest memories. And there are others, but yeah, I remember that for sure.
What does life after sports look like for Patrick Willis?
Yeah, so it has been 9 years now since I have been retired from the NFL, since I retired from the San Francisco 49ers, and it has been a transition. I won't say that it's been one that's been easy, but I've always believed, fight the good fight of faith, and great things will turn out in your favor. And so I've been doing that. I got into the entrepreneurial field a little bit, so I have a couple of companies that I am owner in and brand ambassador of, and so HLX is one of those, as well as Coach2, which is an online coaching platform. So if you all have some youngsters, or anyone that want to learn more about sports, we have all types of sports, but I even have a couple courses on there, so you can check it out at coach2.com. And then I also do a little bit of philanthropy, because philanthropically, that space means a lot to me. Being someone that come from my background and come through the things that I did, I've had tremendous support through the years, and that support can only come from people such as, Billy, Riverland, just donations and giving back with a kind heart. And so I just always had told myself when I was younger someday that I wanted to be able to do the same for those coming behind me, to help be a bridge. And so that's where my philanthropic part lies. And I actually have my own nonprofit, which is called the Patrick Willis Community Fund Foundation. And you can learn more about that at patrickwilliscf.org. And really, our initiative is where the will is to rise and hope is instilled, potential is infinite. Let me say it again, where the will is to rise and hope is instilled, potential is infinite. And we do that through strong spirit, strong mind, and strong bodies. And that comes through, I have a couple of endeavors that I've done where I put in fitness zones in underprivileged areas to give kids a place, for anyone, but primarily youth, but anyone can use the machines, but give them a place to go and just release whatever may be inside of them, and really just also get some exercise, just move, because I've learned in my transition that keeping fitness a part of my everyday life, I always say it's a part of the grind. People are like, man, you ready to come back? Are you working to come back? And I'm like, nah. this is just part of my day's grind. So yeah, so do a little bit of entrepreneurial philanthropy, and then just try to be a decent humanitarian. I'm not perfect. I don't always get it right, but I'm just grateful. God has been good to me, and so I just try to shine that light the best I can, and again, just grateful.
Well, Patrick, making it to the NFL, you're already 1% of the world just to get to that level, but earlier this year, you were also inducted into the Hall of Fame. Gotta give a round of applause for that. That moment, you got that phone call, what went through your head?
It's surreal to be sitting up here before you all today as Hall of Famer 378. And it's truly special to, and each day it becomes more and more special to realize that out of all the people to have played, that I am one of the 378 greatest players that have been selected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And man, it's beyond words. That day was a surreal day. I just remember when I was younger, talking with my uncles and just hearing the stories that they would share with me. I remember telling myself that, man, one day when I get older, and whether I have nieces and nephews and or kids of my own, I just wanted to be an example of no excuses, that whatever it is that you want to do in life, if you apply yourself, have faith, and go at it with everything you have, then it's very possible. And so when they knocked on that door that day, again, it was surreal because everything came full circle to me. You know, just being there, putting up the basketball hoop for my nieces, and I remember being their age a long time ago, to them, to getting a knock on the door and hearing that I would be selected into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I just remember saying, Lord, you stood with me through it all, even way back in when I was in sixth grade, speaking as I was speaking, and it was sounding crazy to stand here today, getting this knock, and I'm truly, truly honored, and it was a great day.
Could you be any cooler?
No.
I mean, on the field, yeah, Hall of Fame, yeah, but then as a human, too. I mean, really, Patrick, we're honored to have you here. All right, we talked about your favorite memory here in Oxford. I want your favorite memory in the league.
My favorite memory in the league, I have a couple of those. It would probably be I'll tell you two real quick. It was my rookie year. We are playing against, it's a preseason game. I think we might be playing against Oakland. And I don't know about you all, but when you're young, and I know when I was in high school, I remember seeing college guys and they'd be all like ripped up, you know, the grease. And I didn't know it was grease then, but it would just be all ripped up. And I said, man, one day I want to look like this as well. So now here I am in the league. And it's pregame. And I remember going to the trainers and I said, hey, I want to have that shine like Vernon. Vernon Davis was on the team. And I don't know if y'all know about Vernon, but man, Vernon is massive, muscles everywhere. And I said, man, I want to look like Vernon. I want to be shining like Vernon. And our trainer said, hey, the shine is over on the table. So I walk over to the table and I'm looking around. And I don't know why, but I saw this cream that said tropical cream. Now, tropical in my head, I'm thinking, oh man, this is for the sun. Like, perfect. I get it and I start rubbing it on my arms. And I notice it starts drying up really fast. And I'm thinking, well, man, if it's anything like lotion, then when I get out here and I start sweating, you know, and it's gonna pop a little big. Well, I'm out there and I start sweating. And I just notice, I start feeling like some little burn, a tingling, a little burning. This lotion, is this supposed to be doing this? And so before you know it, a few minutes went by and I just started feeling all this heat coming up underneath my arms now. And I just remember going to the trainer and I'm like, I think something's wrong. I said, my whole body's on fire. He said, what's wrong with you? I don't see nothing. I was like, man, I'm on fire. Right then, so I run in right before we get ready to start the game and I'm taking an alcohol bath. And needless to say, from that point on, I always made sure that I kept my own separate Vaseline so that I wouldn't have that mistake again. So that was one, and then my next favorite memory would be getting called into the office by Coach Singletary, my third preseason game, and told that I would be the starter that week. Now, mind you, I know I was drafted 11th overall, but man, I still had so much to learn. And I wasn't sure if I was ready, but I would have the mindset, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And when he called me to the office that week, and he says, sets me down, I'm a little nervous. I said, Pat, I want to talk to you. And I'm like, oh man, like I've been doing everything right. I don't think I've done anything wrong. And he sets me down, he said, Pat, you're starting this week. And I feel like I had an out-of-body experience. I feel like my heart started beating really fast, and I was like, man, is it really? Did he just say what I thought he said? And needless to say, I started. I was really hoping they was going to take me off the special teams. They didn't. And so being out there, my first preseason game as a starter, I played all special teams. It was actually at Soldier Field. So played all special teams, played all the defensive snaps, and man, had a tremendous day. And that was the moment that I said, you know what, it's time, I'm here. And so, yeah.
I just love that, like, two out of the three stories or like the highlights of your career were actually about you like being curious. Like, have you ever heard like Curiosity Kills the Cat, Patrick? Because I mean, rubbing alcohol and punch.
That's really what has always kept me. I've always been a curious mind. Ever since I was a kid, I always asked a million and one questions. As a matter of fact, Susanna know we have a mutual good friend, Justin Wade, and it was my rookie year that I was sitting in the, I was sitting in the meeting room, and Coach Noel at the time, he says, he just stops the meeting, he slams his hand, he says, "Patrick, I don't get it. We call the defense, and you don't run the defense, but somehow you keep making the plays. I don't understand. You asked all these questions." And I'm like, "Coach, I just, honestly, I don't know what this 4-2-5 is. I come out with 4-4, and I just knew see ball, go get ball." And that's all I did. And I remember Justin Smith saying, "Coach, that's just P. Willie style." And it just, now honestly, they just kind of let me be, but I eventually began to understand and find my place. So.
Well, it worked out, I'd say.
Carries mine.
All right, Patrick, you recently partnered with HLX. For those of you that don't know, we just keep saying HLX. What is it? It's actually a brand monetization hub. So for all the ways, either a person, a creator, where we've been working a lot here, thanks to Billy, with student athletes really want to make money off of not only their name, image, and likeness, but their brand. We help them do that through things like merch lines, like Patrick launched himself, gaming tournaments, where we've been launching a lot of fan versus athlete tournaments. So if any of you guys want to play your favorite athlete here at Ole Miss, or even maybe want to play Patrick, you can do that through HLX as well. So we really call it your all-in-one monetization hub. So Patrick, can you tell us a little bit more about the partnership and why you chose to partner with us at HLX?
I just remember this probably, I don't know what game it was. Was it last year? I was at a game and I was playing against another athlete. I've always been a gamer. And I was a part of that night, that special night, that event. And just, I don't know, just the vibe, just the energy of everyone that night was tremendous. And I just remember, next thing you know, there was another branch to HLX, I believe it was. And me being an athlete, you know, brand is everything. You know, being able to sell merchandise, being able to, when you know, show up to a place, you know, how valuable are you? And when I learned that HLX was a platform that would allow me to tap into different avenues of my life, you know, I was fond of it. I'm still growing with it, but excited about where it's headed.
Well, we're honored to have you. All right, you said you're a gamer. What are you playing?
Oh, man, maybe I'm biased, but I enjoy Madden. I enjoy NCAA. I know NCAA is new this year, but I remember, you know, I'm a little older than the gray hairs now, but I remember in high school playing, or just growing through the years, you know, from the first time I ever played my first video game, which was the Atari, in like 1989, then Nintendo came, then Sega, then Super. So I remember all the stages and just play the game.
I love it. We maybe should launch a tournament with all our fans here with you.
Hey, I would enjoy it. I would love it. Let's get it on.
When you play, do you play yourself, or do you always pick yourself? Maybe?
You know, when I was. You know, as a kid, this is a true story. Again, you know, this is part of the manifestation and believing in yourself and believing in yourself, manifesting. And when I was a kid, believe it or not, I remember playing the NCAA football games back then. It was on Madden, and I grew up a big Nebraska to Tennessee fan. And I remember I would go in, I would erase the guys' names off the back, and I would put my own name, and then I would put all the ratings up to 99 to where the game was 100. And I would do that every time I would play a game, and then they started getting to the point later on where they wouldn't let people do it. But I say all that to say, I would do that, and I would say to myself, one day I'm going to be on a video game, and I'm also going to be a 99 or be 100 overall. And in 2009, 10 it was, I believe it was. Yes, I had been on that. I mean, I had been on NCAA as an impact player when the game came out when I was in college. But what made this game and me being on it interesting was I was a 99 overall. So you can't get 100, maybe you can, but I was literally on Madden 2010, 2009, and 99 overall. And again, I remember being that kid that would, you know, erase the names off the back and make all the ratings go up and just tell myself one day that's going to be me. And yeah, the day came where I didn't have to go and erase the name off the back. It was officially me, and I was a 99 overall, and that's pretty special. We didn't get the plaques like they get now for being a 99 in Madden, but you know, it's the memories and just the work and the grind to become, and all for all of to come to for tuition. You know, it was really special.
Ole Miss fans, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. And if you sign up today with promo code Talk of Champions, you can get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Trust me, I've played and pitched for them all, but Prize Picks stands above the rest. Honestly, I have no idea why I waited this long. Yes, I cover the Rebels, so I've focused my picks on the MLB playoffs, including home run cash-ins on Mookie Betts and others. It's a blast, easy, and secure. Make your picks in less than 60 minutes with Prize Picks, and when they hit, you can get your money as quickly as 15 minutes. Even better, Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. Think Justin Jefferson will get more than 83.5 yards this week? Yeah, me too. Win real money this football season with Prize Picks. Download the app today and use promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's Prize Picks and promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. Prize Picks, run your game.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show? Or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Let's talk about something that was founded by guys who know a little something about hard work. 5-9 Whiskey. The crew over at Troll Company decided to whip up a bourbon that's all about grit and sweat. So, Ole Miss fan, meet 5-9. Two oil-filled guys figured why not turn our daily grind into something you can sip on. I mean, who wouldn't want a splash of hard work in their whiskey, right? This stuff is made with 100% Kentucky corn, bringing you those crisp, fresh flavors with a smooth finish. They even took the trip to Owensboro, home of the 10th oldest distillery in Kentucky. They went all in. And what about that name? 5-9 is a nod to those who clock in from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., but they're wanting you to forget about that 9-to-5 life. These are the real champions who put in the sweat and toll. They work hard, and now they're pouring the same energy into their whiskey. So why not grab a bottle? Seriously, help these guys out. They're literally drinking their profits. So cheers. Head to 59whiskey.com. That's 59whiskey.com. FIVENINEWhiskey.com. And use the promo code CHAMPIONS20. That's CHAMPIONS20 for 20% off your first order. Tools down, bottoms up. It's 59 Whiskey, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
You get cooler by the minute, Patrick, I swear. All right, you talked about your love for branding and gaming. This day and age, you know, branding is getting crazy with content creation and the NIL space and gaming as well. So how do you really see branding through gaming and esports evolving for athletes in the coming years?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if any of you all are familiar. It was not the brightest time in my life, but when I retired from the NFL in 2015, actually went and joined a tech company that had different avenues to it. They had custom solutions. We also had storage. But the component of it that really had me interested was, after talking to the owner at the time, was that I would be able to have my own space, which was a space that would be called open source gamification. Open source gamification. So open source allows you to be able to interface with multiple people, where there are some platforms that are just it's closed face. And so Apple would be closed face, so you can't interface with Apple, but Android you can interface with other technology. But anyway, so I got into that tech business then, thinking like, man, I was going to be able to make a platform where my teammates and I and other guys throughout the league would be able to come to this hub and just vibe and be in our world. Because I felt like when I retired, man, not many people, either they didn't want to understand me or they didn't care to understand me, but I felt like for the most part that were your own teammates or people who had already retired before, they could hear me a little bit in what I was saying. I felt like that would have done me well. And so I wanted to create that kind of space for us. And so now in the whole gaming world, to see how what I was thinking in 2015, to see how it's now came to life, I'm like, wow, I was in that space, I was in that avenue. Unfortunately, had some hiccups, you know, partnership-wise, that didn't work out. So it caused me to humble myself tremendously and learn, but here I am now, and I think I'm in the right space with the right platform to do exactly what it is that I would enjoy doing, which is gaming and having a space for like-minded individuals, whether you are an athlete and or a student or just a fan. So.
All right, I'm going off script here, so I'm sorry, but I genuinely just need to know the answer to these questions. So you're back in Oxford during your playing days. Take me back. If NIL was around, what would your dream brand deal have been as a college athlete?
What would my brand deal have been? I've always been into fitness, so I would have somehow would love to collaborate with, you know, your local fitness centers, you know, whether it be just showing up for an hour, you know, doing some workouts with scripted workouts, perhaps with individuals, and or having my own merch at the time. Because, you know, I always had these little sayings that I would say to myself, you know, whether it's unleash, you know, the beast, or always believe. I would just say little things like that, and then as I say now, you're learning that you can trademark these things and you can, you know, put them on your t-shirts. You know, you can't, the grind knows what you put in. So yeah, I would have loved to have, man, had someone such as yourself, Sam, who understands the space, that could have, you know, helped me to bring that out. Because as an athlete, I'll be honest with you all, I was one of those ones that, man, I was so focused on the game itself and then just being a student. Because obviously I was always one of those athletes that I didn't want to just be a good athlete, I also wanted to be smart as well. And so, yeah, I think just having someone such as yourself in that space to that time would have been very valuable, which I think right now is no better time than, yeah, there's no better time than now.
Thank you, Patrick. So, Billy, you need to open up a gym in your office.
Yeah.
And then, Susanna, can you write all those quotes down? We've got to add that for an exclusive merch launch for when he comes back. Last question off script. Patrick, we have a lot of Rebel athletes here. Round of applause for them for showing up.
Woo!
They're doing even more outside of their sport, so thank you guys for all coming. All of these athletes just signed up on HLX and have their own websites, so they are doing exactly what you said you wish you would have done, by actually taking advantage of the resources and monetizing their brand. So Patrick, I want you to give advice to them. You know, take yourself back to your shoes. What would you tell yourself if you could go back to these young athletes?
You know, I would say this: focus on what got you here, and the rest will come. Meaning, don't focus on I don't like saying don't, but be wary of focusing on the things outside of necessarily what you can control. Meaning, like, just prime example, I think, well, I know for me, a lot of what has happened for me in my life has been a byproduct of me just really enjoying what it is that I'm doing, and other great things come along with it. And so I would say, man, make sure just, you're here to play, you're here to be a student and also be an athlete. Focus on those, and I promise you, just being a great student and also being a hell of an athlete, all that stuff will come to you. And so I would just say that, and then just most importantly, try to surround yourself with great individuals. It don't mean that you can't interact with multiple people, but your core, you know, make sure they're like-minded, make sure they're strong. And in my world, we call it this. At the professional level, me and one of my advisors, when we have a communication, we speak on terms of like, all right, are you around pro bowlers? Are you around all pros? Or are you just around guys that just being, and if they do okay, they don't. So I say to you all, make sure you surround yourself with the All-American guys, the All-SEC guys, the guys who have done something right to get those credentials, and believe it or not, it'll start to rub off on you, so.
Thank you for that. Patrick, you have accomplished so much both on the field and off the field. I want to wrap this thing up before we do open it up for a few questions by asking you, what's next?
Wow, that's a great question. Truthfully, I think it's just taking all that I'm a part of now and just seeing it, continue to see it grow. You know, I'm also learning too that, you know, to be careful, you know, just continue to just pile more and more and more and more just because you can. Sometimes it's not always having a lot, but it's having just enough, but being so immaculate with that little bit that, you know, it makes others want to tell you that you need more. So I would say probably just, yeah, for the most part, just continue to work on the businesses that I'm a part of, continue to learn and grow my philanthropic side of things, and then just continue to be a good humanitarian. Again, it doesn't mean perfect, but good.
Well, I know I can speak on behalf of literally all of Rebel Nation that we are excited to watch that journey continue to grow. Appreciate you so much. I'm going to open it up for 5 questions. So if anybody wants to raise their hand, we can run a mic to you.
I have no problem asking questions. This is my dude right here.
Yeah. Hey, I know that Justin Vincent was the hit on Justin Vincent was like the biggest hit that Ole Miss fans talk about. But would you agree that you're chasing down Darren McFadden with the club was way more impressive than Justin Vincent? Sorry.
Yep. You know,
say it.
Yeah, you know, that was both of those were good plays. I will say that, you know, it was both of them were unique in their own. For a lot of you, that play that happened at LSU, I've mentioned it before, but real quick, as the captain of the defense, no matter what happens, whether it's good or bad, it's on you. And that particular play, I remember calling the front. And when I called the front, I didn't see the gap that I was looking for, and I knew right away, I said, man, they have lined up wrong. But when I say they, it's we have lined up wrong. And having Coach Orgeron, I never forget the first day that he told me, he asked me, he said, Pat, I want you to be the general of my defense. And when I said, yeah, that means that no matter what happens, it's on me. And so on that play, I saw the front lined up as it was. And I said, man, I got to make this right. And I just shot out of that stance. Ended up making a play. I think he still ended up getting the first down, but you know, it was still a heck of a play. So. Oh, awesome. I'm sorry. Darren McFadden was special because Darren McFadden was one of the fastest running backs in the SEC.
That's right.
And I had always prided myself on being maybe not the fastest, but you know, being a heck of an athlete myself. And so one way to always measure yourself is to go against the best. Whoever they say is the best is going against the best and making plays. And that was one of those days. So.
Number two, who's up? Sorry, moving past the broomstick.
Patrick, I want to ask you real quick, for athletes that don't play professional ball and they go from college, what's a few things you could say to kind of help them transition into the work world or corporate America, whatever it may be?
Yeah, I was sharing with some of the guys earlier. I said one thing for sure is that the game will come to its end in the format of you being the athlete yourself. And so it's very important that you have something. Now, it takes a little time for some, meaning like it's like coming in as a freshman where you just taking your core classes, and then when you get to be a junior and senior, you have to start, you have to select that major. And so I would just say to you guys to make sure that you have something. I'm gonna say to fall back on, but that you have something that you care about. Again, I'm a firm believer that if you're doing what you care about and you're doing it with your heart, then the universe conspires and it begins to line up things with yourself. So it would just be to know that football will end for you as a physical, as you've been an athlete, and that it's good to have some other things that you're interested in.
Number three, come on.
I'll ask a question.
Let's go, Jerry.
Hey, Patrick. So I know that Ole Miss football is really special and the Grove is very special, and getting to be a part of all that is a really special experience. But being back here now, 20 years later, I've always thought, coming also from another state, what makes Oxford and Ole Miss the most special is really the people. So being back here 20 years later, now, after having played in the pros and made the Hall of Fame and done all these amazing things that have taken you to so many other places, what can you say about all the relationships that you've formed here at Ole Miss and in Oxford, and how they've manifested itself in your life as you continue to progress?
Yeah, you know, I will say that, man, they say the home is where the heart is, and I can say that when I came to Ole Miss in 2003, and just my time here at Ole Miss, man, if I had to do it all over again, and I've said this publicly, I would choose Ole Miss all over again.
That's right.
Truthfully, I've really been there for a multitude of reasons, and a big part of that is I really enjoyed my time being a student athlete at Ole Miss. But even more so, I enjoyed the relationships that I was able to make from my freshman year all the way to my senior year, and really just through the years and coming back and really just seeing, and it's amazing to see where some of the friends that you met then, where they were then, and then where they are now, to have seen them continue to grow and do amazing things, and me just smiling, you know, thinking of myself like, man, there's so much opportunity here in Oxford in a multitude of ways that it's truly a blessing. Now I wouldn't change it for the world. Again, I thank you all so much then as I do now. And I say there's no place like Oxford. I mean, I tell people often, When I first got here, Oxford was like a little town, but because I come from a small town, Oxford kind of felt like a city to me in 2003. And for those of you who have been here, you know, throughout that time and way before, you know what Oxford looked like then. But I say to come here now, man, it's kind of, I smile the closer I get, because it feels like it has grown, and it's grown in all the right places. And so it's just a thrill to see it as such, because now I know that, man, if you like football, this is a school to come to, but the people are just as amazing. So Oxford is just like no other. So.
Number one. All right, I am going to be an Indian giver. We're only going to do one more. I want you guys to have some time to be able to relax, enjoy back nine, get to know Patrick a little bit, and hang out. So, who is the lucky last person? Oh, sorry, guys.
Before my question, I want to say I think you're the greatest rebel ever. And
woo! There he is!
And I look forward to being in the stadium when they put 49 up with 38. But my question is, I mean, when you came to the end of your pro career, I know you would have loved to have played longer, but you had to make a decision to stop. Was the Hall of Fame in the back of your mind, or did you doubt whether you had done enough at that point? Or was there any concern about that?
Now that's a great, great question. At my press conference, the day that I was announcing my retirement, I actually had mentioned up there, I said, you know, I know a lot of people will say that I retired too early. But my question was to them was, you know, when was too late? And for me, you know, when I played this game, I played the game because I truly enjoy playing the game of football. And I just remember telling myself, this is a conversation I had myself my rookie year. I said, when I no longer have the passion to give this game everything I have, to give my teammates, my coaches, this city, this organization, everything I have, then I'll step away from the game. But the tail would be my feet. And when that time came, I remember like it was yesterday. I feel like it just went by that fast, and I remember saying, Lord, like, not yet, but it's like the conversation, you can't lie to yourself. And I remember that conversation that said, when the time comes, you're gonna step away and you're gonna allow someone else to step in and feed their family and take care of their family as you've been able to do. And so to answer your question, I remember saying that if me having to stop at this time affects, you know, my Hall of Fame chances, then so be it. I was truly grateful to have come from where I come from, to be standing up there, to be all that I had done. So it was never that the NFL, it was never that the Pro Football Hall of Fame didn't mean anything to me. It was just psychologically, I didn't want to get myself all wrapped up in it when I had seen so many others who I thought were tremendous players that, you know, hadn't got a sniffle or a vote or were not in, that I would, you know, do that to myself. So I wasn't sure. I just said what it was meant to be, it would be. And when that time came, I would be grateful for it. And I really wanted to see, and I said it then, I said, I would rather see the old heads get in and get that love, because when you retire, you no longer have that jersey on, you become dust in the wind. And to see the old heads, when they come around for reunions and different things, how they smile, how they just be filled with joy, I didn't mind seeing the older guys get it. And if it meant I had to wait, you know, 30 years like my fellow inductees, Mr. Gradishaw, then that's what it would be. So just grateful that it happened in my fifth year.
Eli, I just wanted to let you know that he's always watching. You heard about your favorite memory here in Oxford, and he wanted to let you know that the punch is called Planter's Punch, and next time we have here in Oxford, we're going to have trash cans full of it.
That was good.
All right, one last round of applause for Patrick.
That was great. That was great.
One last thank you to Riverland, Lady Tate, everybody for making this happen, Back Nine, Nirvana. And thank you guys, and I think we have a little bit of time to hang out, so go Rebels.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.